When President Obama opened the UN General Assembly, he was blunt on the issue of Iran. He said time and again, Iran has failed to prove to the world that its nuclear program is peaceful.
So let me be clear. America wants to resolve this issue through diplomacy, and we believe that there is still time and space to do so. But that time is not unlimited.
He didn't go as far as spelling out red lines for Iran, as Israel wants him to do, but President Obama made clear that containing a nuclear-armed Iran is not an option.
That's why a coalition of countries is holding the Iranian government accountable. And that's why the United States will do what we must to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he's concerned about, as he put it, the shrill talk of war, but the Iranian president has been brushing off those threats, as he did when he met with reporters earlier this week. NPR was there, and PBS NewsHour provided this recording of Ahmadinejad speaking through an interpreter.
Fundamentally, we do not take seriously the threats of the Zionists vis-a-vis an attack on Iran by them. We do believe that the Zionists see themselves at a dead end. And they want to be adventurous in order to find a salvation, a way out of this dead end.
His anti-Israel rhetoric was quickly dismissed by the White House. Today's speech will come at a particularly sensitive time as Jews celebrate their holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Outside on his way to one of his meetings with Ahmadinejad, MIT professor Jim Walsh predicted the Iranian leader's UN speech would be acerbic and biting, as they always are. But he says he has seen some differences in his private contacts with the Iranian leader this time. Walsh has been coming to this rodeo, as he puts it, for 6 years now.
You'll see many Ahmadinejads in a 48-hour period, because this is a guy, it's worth remembering, who is in trouble domestically back home. He does not have the support of the Supreme Leader as he has in the past. He is a lame duck now, right? There'll be a new president elected next June of 2013. So it's an opportunity for him to consolidate himself or try to consolidate himself politically for this last several months.
Walsh says this is a dangerous time in the Middle East, and he thinks Iranians realize that despite Ahmadinejad's public bluster.
It seems unlikely that Israel will attack, but I think that chance is as high or higher than it's ever been before. So I think people sense the danger, and then mixed in all this, you've got Syria, which is their main ally, and they're in trouble, and you've got the Arab Spring in turmoil all around the region. So I think there's a sensitivity this year that maybe there wasn't 2 or 5 years ago, that things are different and more dangerous.
The MIT professor is not expecting any new diplomatic push by the U.S. and its partners or Iran, however. He says for now, everyone is treading water until after the U.S. elections. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.